For the first time in a week and a half, Pedro Marquez is back in the kitchen of a historic tavern atop San Marcos Pass, making a frying pan full of popular beer batter onion rings. There's a big sigh of relief for the owners of Cold Spring Tavern, its staff and its customers, because it was threatened by the 18,000-acre Whittier brush fire.
I'm very grateful to a lot of people, especially the firefighters. They're awesome. If hadn't been for them, we probably wouldn't be sitting here talking.
Wayne and Joy Wilson own the historic tavern, which has been in the family for more than seven decades. As the fire burned east from the Lake Cachuma area towards San Marcos Pass, Wilson admits he didn't know whether the tavern would survive.
It's very stressful. You just wonder whether it's going to be here or not, and I'm just happy to be here.
The tavern is more than a business. It's a landmark. It's near the summit of San Marcos Pass off of Stagecoach Road. If you've never visited, the tavern is actually the centerpiece of a series of old wooden buildings. The indoor dining area has a rustic wood floor, walls covered with old signs and photos, and an old-fashioned two-piece door. Long before it became a popular lunch, dinner, and drinking spot and hangout for weekend motorcyclists, it played a key role in Santa Barbara County's history.
It's been here since 1886, started out as a stagecoach stop, and they changed horses here to get to the top of the crest up here. They came up with four and left with six and trotted those other two back down here when they got to the top. A lot of people passed through here. My wife's grandmother and her aunt bought the tavern in 1941, and it's been in our family ever since with one goal in mind, really, and that's to keep it the way it was. Don't change it.
Almost as soon as the doors opened midday Wednesday, customers like Monica Cananasso showed up for lunch.
I like it because it's cute and it's like a nice atmosphere and a nice environment. A lot of character.
Sandy Hine drove from Moorpark with family and friends to have lunch at the landmark.
We've been watching, trying to get up here and watching. We've been calling, yeah. Yep. This is where we wanted to come. I've only had one French fry so far, but so far good. So far so good. Well, just the whole place is great.
With staff members busy getting orders ready in the tiny kitchen, Cold Spring Tavern General Manager Donna Mudge admits everyone is relieved to have the historic building safe and sound and to be back on the job.
It's great to be back. Great to be back in the routine. Great to be serving the public again. We were pretty worried, and we had moments where, you know, we felt like we were safe, and then we weren't so sure, and we're happy we're safe. We love the firefighters. Everybody's been great.
Kenna Pagaline has worked at the tavern for 15 years.
It was scary, but we always have faith that it's going to stay safe here, so it's like family back together again.
Debbie Wilson, part of the family which owns the tavern, says while the last 10 days were pretty tense, it's been heartening to see how concerned the community has been about the situation.
I think it's the first time that a lot of us have actually breathed a sigh of relief, that we can actually see those people coming in and saying, I'm so excited you're here. I can't believe I had to see for myself that it was still standing. So I think that's how we felt too, coming in and turning that corner and going, it's still there. So it's very rewarding to come back in and then see all these people coming in and saying, hey, we support you.
Cold Spring Tavern is always busy on weekends when it becomes a popular go-to spot for motorcyclists. But this Sunday is expected to be huge with people coming to celebrate the historic landmark coming through the blaze intact. On San Marcos Pass, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.